Quick, what's inside a can of hairspray? If your answer is, well, hairspray, of course, you're only partly right. Whether it's hairspray or spray paint, anything that comes out of an aerosol can shares space with another substance. That other substance is gas. Unlike solid and liquid particles that stick together, gas particles move around independently, pushing outward to expand and fill any open space. As a result, in the open air, gas exerts little pressure on the objects around it. But when enough gas is forced into a small space, such as an aerosol can, its expansion-hungry particles apply a lot of pressure on whatever else is in the can. This is what forces hairspray out of the can when you press the nozzle. Say you wanted to make a can of hairspray. First, pour in the liquid hair product, seal the can, and attach a nozzle with a tube running to the bottom. Then pump in gas at high pressure. Exerting pressure, the gas pushes down on the liquid hairspray, forcing it up near the top of the tube where a closed valve blocks its escape. When you push the nozzle down, it opens the valve, allowing the liquid to rush out in a fine spray. So, what's inside a can of hairspray? Now you know that it's more than just the stuff that holds your hair in place. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research, and text Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from John Carini in physics. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.